This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, March 27th, brought to you by Syngenta. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Hundreds of farmers and ranchers were on the White House lawn today to hear President Trump's support for agriculture and renewable fuels.
I'm seeking congressional action to allow E15 all year round. And I'm trusting Speaker Johnson and Leader Thune, they're two good men. I'm trusting them to find a deal that works for farmers, consumers, and refiners, including small and mid-sized refiners. And they're going to send me a bill, and we should be able to get that done.
Jeff Cooper with the Renewable Fuels Association says the president is doing all he can for E15 legislation.
Well, I'm not sure what else he can do or how much clearer he could be. At the end of January, President Trump was in Iowa, and he called on Leader Thune and Speaker Johnson to get year-round E15 legislation done, get it to his desk, and he made that same plea again today. He is calling on Congress to finish the job.
Today, the Trump EPA announced historic RVO marks for renewable fuels.
Today, I'm also announcing a dramatic update to the renewable fuel standards for 2026 and 2027. A big problem. What they've done to you is just incredible. And we'll now be requiring the highest volumes of renewable fuels in history. These new standards will generate over $10 billion of rural economic benefit, create an estimated 100,000 new jobs, and massively increase our nation's energy supply. It'll come right out of the farms.
Chris Bliley with Growth Energy says the administration's RVO numbers are a step forward for energy security.
Now we have these strong volumes that, you know, continue to build with 15 billion gallons of conventional biofuels and, you know, the highest RVO numbers ever across the board. You know, this is going to continue to drive growth in higher blends like E15. It's going to continue to provide stability to our industry as well as the entire ag economy. And this goes right along with the administration's message on energy dominance and energy security.
Kirk Kavark with Clean Fuels Alliance America says the RVO action will save consumers money.
We've got data that suggests that the use of our fuel on average lowers the price of diesel at the pump by about 4%. And if you think about that in today's dollars of $5 a gallon, that's significant. Every gallon of domestically produced fuel that we're entering into the supply, more supply lowers prices at the pump. Under this proposal, we'll be well beyond 10% of the nation's diesel supply.
Dave Walton with the American Soybean Association, pleased with what he heard today.
Did say was that, you know, that they are there to support farmers. They're looking at all of the policies that are being worked upon now and how can we make them better for farmers. And I think, you know, at least with the RVO rule that came out almost simultaneously, we saw evidence of that. So, you know, removal of requirements for DEF and things like that he talked about today. Those are all positive things for farmers.
Jed Bauer with the National Corn Growers Association says the president's remarks were on target with grower concerns.
Talked about trade deals, talked about going to continue to build out trade deals around the world. Huge for us, obviously, on exports. You know, talked about the farm bill, how he's anxious for Congress to get something done there to put stability into the farm sector, and urging the chairman to go ahead and get that done after Easter recess, and he's anxious to sign that before the end of the year. Again, the president got the summer sales of E15, but he also talked about how he wants to continue to lean on Congress to get E15 permanently done so he can get that signed into law.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Syngenta. At Syngenta, our mission is to help U.S. farmers be even more productive and profitable by sustainably growing high-quality crops. Through ongoing research and development, we continually deliver innovation in seeds, crop protection, and precision and farm management technology designed to enable U.S. farmers to grow more using less land, water, and inputs while preserving soil health and biodiversity. When the American farmer is successful, we all benefit. Learn more about Syngenta and our support of the U.S. farmer online at syngentaforag.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.